Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. We say hello to forever Titans wide receiver, Christopher Dwayne Sanders, who is on the line with us. Hello, Chris. What's up?
Man, I am actually doing good, man. Feeling good. We won the TSSAA state track meet a couple of days ago, so I'm a little pumped up, riding on cloud nine. We haven't won it in 21 years, so I'm excited, man.
Heck yeah. So you're a coach with that too, is that right?
Yeah, I do the relay. I'm the relay coach, man. So, you know, I'd be nervous, but it's fun, man. I enjoy it.
Well, congratulations to the kids,
brother,
and everybody involved with that. I know you got to be very, very proud.
Yeah, I am. How you doing, man?
We're good. Our question of the day is, in honor of Memorial Day, who's someone you'd like to honor that, you know, served our country? Is there anybody that comes to mind, a family member or something?
It is my sister. You know, my sister, Tawana Sanders, she served for 17 years, and I just watched how she gave and watched how she loved and how she loved her country. So, you know, I take my hat off to my sister, Tawana Sanders, just a great person, and just a great, you know, the things that she does, what she did for our country, and also what she did for us. So I take my hat off to my sister, Tawana Sanders.
Love it. All right, now, Joe and I yelled at each other earlier this week, and I need you to kind of help with it, and I'm pretty sure Jared was complaining about it, too.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, Brian Callahan talked about that in this phase two, where they can't really be on the practice field, that he split the team up into eight teams, and they do different competitions. And I think I saw tug-of-war and things like that going on.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with it because it's team bonding. It's May.
Yeah, thank you.
You're doing things you'd be doing anyway. Yep. You're not really taken away from practice time. Joe didn't like it. He thought it was dumb. What did you think about it?
I'm going to say this. I absolutely loved it because I absolutely experienced it. I don't know if y'all remember Coach Watterson.
Strength
conditioning coach. He did all that. I mean, we had water jugs. We played football. We did all kind of crazy stuff. But here's what it does. I know it seems kind of corny, and I know it seems kind of cliche because you see these games like tug of war and, you know, all these just silly stuff. But it built competition. It built camaraderie. It brought us so much close together. And those are the little things that you do to try to spruce up what you're doing. Because when you talk about X and O's and running, going against cover two and cover three, that stuff just gets mundane. But when you flip the script a little bit and guys start to have fun and the competitive juices are going, it just brings camaraderie and you start to build a family. So I take my hat off to what Brian Callahan did, but also when Steve Watterson did it in 1999.
Chris Sanders joined the Chasing Big Joe show. Chris, you ready?
I'm ready for my theme music.
Here we go. Come on.
There
we go.
Hey.
I can see you doing the worm at the Astrodome.
This is old school right there.
Oh, that is old school. What group was that?
That's Rex in Effect.
Rex in Effect, New Jack City. Yep, I remember that.
Did you ever do the worm in the locker room? I bet you could do the worm.
Champ, I could pop lock, I could dance. We would have a competition when I was in elementary in school like that. I was a good break dancer, man. And I would get it done, man. I got moves. I can cut a little rug once in a while now.
See, that's the competition I want to see for the Titans over there. Not some stupid point system on the practice. Not some dumb game of tug of war.
Hey,
no team won the Super Bowl doing that nonsense.
It builds camaraderie. I mean, we had a thing where there was a trash can on the left, and there was a trash can in each end zone, and you would have to – you have a football and try to get it in the little bucket. It created so much competition. It created so much things that we were excited about doing. I know it seems goofy, and I know it seems cliche. Ask Derek Mason. We had a blast. I mean, Runyon was out there. We had a lot of guys out there just acting silly and being kids and just having fun.
Look, you have a limited time on the practice field. Because of the CBA. Limited time. I do not want to see grab ass and water guns on the practice field. I don't want to see it.
But you got to create an environment to where it's fun. I mean,
go
bowling. What you're saying. We used to do that too, but we had to stop because when you got Javon Kurse throwing at 100 miles an hour, they kick you out. He did do that. He would get the smallest ball, an 8-pounder, and throw it hard as he can, and that's why we got kicked out. So when you have – it's their true story. true story.
Oh, I believe you.
When you have games like this, I don't know what it is. It just brings the kid out of you. And if you watch it now, even though it's a game, these cats are still trying to win. I mean, if you watch the tug of war and the stuff that they're doing, they're playing, but they're trying to kick their opponent's butt.
We talked to your former coach, Jeff Fisher, the last hour about transitioning from high school to college, college to the pros. What was it like when you walked in that locker room the first time the veterans and you're seeing 7'7" Irv Eatman over there and everybody else?
I was nervous a little bit because I didn't know what to expect. But what I did is I just watched the leaders in my position, like Webster Slaughter, Derek Russell, guys like that. And I just watched and Jeff Haywood Jeffries. I watched what they did. Even though I was nervous, I kind of just sat beside and watched what they did. So what I did is once I learned from them and said, OK, I can play at this level, then that's when I started to feel comfortable. And that's when I said, OK, I know I can play this game. But, yeah, you walk in there because you're intimidated because the guys that you see on TV are actually in front of you. Just like what I said with Webster Slaughter, Derek Russell, all those guys that you saw play, now you're in the same locker room. So, yeah, it's a little bit intimidating.
Chris Sanders is here with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. So when they actually get on the field, what do you want to see from this, you know, fake competition that we're going to see between Will Levis and Cam Ward? I mean, I know you have to call it that, but what do you want to see?
Could you please say that again? Because I said it on the radio the other day.
Fake competition?
Yes, because we already know who's going to be the starter.
I know. Okay, so hang on. Before you answer this, because here's what bothers me. This is where I wish that, like, I could snap my fingers and change things. Because when you were with the Titans, I mean, they made it very clear. Even though Steve was the third overall pick, he wasn't starting. It was going to be your buddy Chris Chandler that was going to be starting. The Titans, like Vince Young, he didn't start right away when they brought him in. Mm-hmm. Jake Locker didn't start right away. But in this situation, it's kind of like we know he's the first overall pick. He's going to be the guy when they kick off against Denver. He's gonna be the guy. So I wish that could change.
Yep.
Because I think you're just putting unneeded pressure on the kid. But go ahead, sir.
I agree with you. I mean, I think with Brian Callahan, that's why I respect him so much because he still wants to make it fair. I mean, I know everybody knows that Cam Ward is going to start. Everybody knows he's going to start against the Broncos. But you still want to have some healthy competition. You still, as a rookie, you still want to feel a little bit of pressure of not just giving them position. I mean, because if you look at last year, you know, you look at Will Levis, everybody said, okay, he's a starter. So there was no pressure. So he can go out and throw 5 interceptions and have a bad practice because he knew he was a starter. Now you got Cam Ward to where he knows he's a starter. So you eliminate just a little bit of pressure, but there's still pressure when you're bringing competition with Will Levis, even though, you know, what you're talking about, Willis, he's going to be the starter.
Last night I went down a rabbit hole, Chris, of All-American college football teams. It's somewhere you don't want to go because you'll be stuck there for hours.
Okay.
And I came across a 1995 AP All-American team. And I know you're already with the Oilers then, but Ohio State had 3 guys. And Eddie George, and Orlando Pace, and Terry Glenn. Right? Terry Glenn.
Yes.
You played some teams at Ohio State with loaded guys. So when you made that transition to the NFL, did that help knowing you played and were surrounded with some of the greatest college athletes of all time?
I mean, that's a great analysis because the thing about it is we have Eddie George, you know, Corey Stringer, Orlando Pace, all those guys that played Sean Springs. We competed like we were in the NFL, and we did our 110s. When we did our gashes, when we did lifting and the weights, it was always so competitive, and everybody was the best. Just imagine having Joey Galloway, Terry Glenn, Sean Springs, all those guys were at 4.3 and 4.2 below. So when you have that situation to where you're creating an environment to where every rep, everybody wants to win, everybody's fighting in one-on-one, everybody's, you know, trying to get it done, when you go to the NFL, it kind of eases the pain because I'm like, I'm going against the best. I'm going against the top-notch players. So if I can beat these guys, I can go in the NFL and actually be productive. That's why we were so successful.
I'm not a big fan of Urban Meyer, but he had said something the other day, which I totally agree with. Having a great team is once in a lifetime. Yep. Having great players once in a lifetime. Having a great locker room is almost never. And he said when you get a great locker room – and I know a locker room doesn't win games on the field, but when you get a great locker room with leaders and come together as one, because it's unbeatable.
It is unbeatable. And the funny thing about it is I'm just going to – I like to be transparent. You named a whole bunch of guys like Eddie George, Joey Galloway, Chris Sanders, Orlando Pace, Corey Stringer. The reason why we never won a championship, and I'm just being really blunt, is because we had a lot of individuals, and I was the same. I was one of those guys that just, I want to get to the NFL. I want to catch passes. I was a selfish player, and we had a lot of great players, but we just wasn't a team, and I hate to say that. But then now you get in 1999, and I know you hate going back, but the reason why we won is because we became not just a team of individuals. We became a family. Everybody says that, and everybody you know has that cliche, but the one thing that we did is we made it intentional to where we're going to be a family. We're going to know our role. We're going to make sure it's right in the locker room, and that's why we overcame a lot of adversity and went to the Super Bowl. Yes, we didn't win it, but the one thing we did win is we became a family, and that's why we were so successful in 1999.
Amen to that, Chris. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend, a safe weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Hey, love you guys. Appreciate you, man.
You bye too. Bye. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program. Coming up next, you have a college football topic.
Yeah, one, it's about being number one in the college football polls, and it's something that blew my mind, man.
We will do that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, Shooter McGavin, Chris McDonald, the fine actor, joining us at the bottom of the hour. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.